With one of the highest crime rates in the country, Richmond, California is a regular on the evening news.
Gunshots late tonight in North Richmond. Four people hit. We're told three of them are dead.
Richmond police are battling neighborhood gang activity, from street fights to graffiti on city property.
Richmond's murder rate is more than three times that of neighboring San Francisco, and it's one of the 100 most dangerous cities in the country. 9 miles west of Richmond sits San Quentin State Prison. Many of the men housed at San Quentin are originally from Richmond, and when they're done serving time, they plan to return to their hometown. But that might not be for another 20 or even 40 years in some cases. And that's a lot of time to think about mistakes, and it leaves many inmates stuck in a place of depression, helplessness, and guilt. One group of Richmond inmates, though, has been transforming those feelings into something constructive.
And so instead of us sitting in here and saying, man, we hopeless, it's over, there's nothing else we can do, we might as well start killing each other in prison too. We're starting to live. It's sad that we decided to live in a tombstone, but in reality, it's still hope as long as you breathe. And so what we're trying to do is promote these brothers to take this energy that they have in here and embrace the ones that's out there and start this fire of love and leadership.
That's a meeting of the Richmond Project. Participating inmates say it's not just a typical prison program. It's a community initiative that just happens to be inside of a prison. KALW's Nicole Jones reports.
Past the barbed wire chain link fence and thick jail gates, go through the enclosed quad, and there it is, the San Quentin Prison Chapel. It's a place where a lot of the inmates meet for different groups, classes, and treatment programs. For most, their work ends at the prison walls. Not this group, though.
We want to help bridge that gap between the perpetrators, as you will, and the community.
Nate Collins is an inmate and president of the Richmond Project. It's a San Quentin-based group that works to improve conditions in Richmond from behind prison walls. Collins has been in prison since 2002, serving 60 years to life for second-degree murder.
You know, I've taken so much from Richmond. I've taken a life, and so, you know, this is my way of at least trying to give back. I won't be able to, you know, give back that life, but maybe I can stop, you know, someone else from taking a life.
Some of the men sitting in this room come from warring Richmond gangs. In the past, they couldn't be on the same street, never mind the same room. But these days, they're more likely to be talking about grant writing and fundraising for elementary school uniforms.
We want your freedom, right? But, you know, I just try not to focus on that. I just try to involve myself in whatever I can involve myself in to know that no matter my outcome, whether I go home or not, at least I know that I'm useful. I'm not just thrown away. I can actually affect change somehow.
One thing they're doing to affect change is running an essay contest for students at Richmond's Leadership Public High School. For the past 2 years, inmates have chosen topics for students to write about. It's a way for them to connect with the students and help find solutions to violence. They even organized cash prizes for the winners using the proceeds from snack sales in San Quentin.
I chose the one that, what will you do to help out someone?
Louis Ledesma, a 10th grader, won first place last year. He wanted to write about solutions to the violence in Richmond.
The shootings in this city have happened on a daily basis, and it makes most mothers terrified that their sons or daughters might get killed. In conclusion, I want to help the youth in Richmond because I'm part of it. I know how difficult it is to be raised in Richmond, and we need a place like this to keep us away from violence.
Leadership Public High School's principal, Jesse Madway, says participating in the contest was an easy yes, even after he realized that convicted criminals would read and judge the students' essays.
You know, we don't spend a whole lot of time, I think, speaking about what happens to the people in this community who make the decisions that end people up in a place like San Quentin. You know, we certainly have a lot of families who have, you know, where, you know, brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles have run into trouble in their life and have, you know, made decisions that have gotten them into places like this, like San Quentin.
That said, the students aren't allowed to have any direct contact with the prisoners. In his office, Madway tells Luis Ledesma that working with them is still a powerful experience.
I'm sure that it just feels incredible to them that they're connected to you writing this. And probably for, you know, some guys who haven't been attached to a whole lot of positive things in their life, to feel like they generated the idea for you to write about must have made them feel pretty good the night that they went to bed after reading your essay.
The man in blue, can you please step outside so we can count and come back?
Back at San Quentin, Nate Collins is staying busy with college-level classes and other groups. He says he especially appreciates the Richmond Project's curriculum. Nearly everyone who's participated has managed to stay out of prison after their release. Collins thinks that could be because they talk about things like PTSD, community justice, relationships, and peer pressure. Things he wants young men like Ledesma to start thinking about now.
These are the same things that we recognize that we were going through then. We just didn't know the words for it. We didn't know what it was. It took, you know, unfortunately for us to come to prison and then to be fortunate enough to come to San Quentin and be a part of a lot of the groups here to start to put names and words to some of the feelings and things that we were going through.
The men know they're somewhat unlikely mentors. Like Collins, most of them will be incarcerated for decades to come, so they can't do this work alone. Since the group started in 2006, Richmond City Council members and the chief of police have joined their meetings to help them accomplish their goals. The men are currently working with a pro bono lawyer to become a fully operating nonprofit. And in the meantime, they're already planning next year's essay contest. In San Quentin, I'm Nicole Jones for Cross Currents.